Gotcha. Hey, look at you, kiddo. You're getting kind of rusty. Oh, come on, let you go now? You've been poking me for what? An hour? Okay, 30 seconds, but that's basically the same thing. I don't know. Maybe I need to hear the magic word. Whoa there. No need to be that hostile. And besides, last I checked, there was nothing magical about the word screw and you. You just gotta say it. Come on. I'm waiting. And I'll wait here all day. I don't care. But I'm not getting any younger, as you so kindly pointed out multiple times. What was that? Just a little louder. Oh, well, why didn't you say so? There we go. Oh, God. Come here. Oh, I've missed you, kiddo. Oh. Have you gotten taller? No, I swear you have. I'm not even joking. I feel like you were probably 3 inches shorter last time I saw you. Hey. It's not my fault you got all the short jeans. But to be fair, I didn't really get tall until, you know, end of high school. So, you got that going for you. But at your age, I was blessed with devilishly good looks, so, I don't know. Good luck, I guess. Hey! You're not that bad looking. Come on, you're related to me. How bad can it get? Wait, what time is it? Oh. Did they go to work already? Yep, sounds about right. Oh, I got in last night. Yeah, you were knocked out. I don't think anything could have woken you. God, I can't remember the last time I slept before 12 o'clock. Wait a second. It's a school day. What are you doing here? Oh, PA day. God, I miss those. Well, what do you have planned? Come on, you gotta do something fun. My old PA days, I used to go to the mall with my friends, watch a movie, I don't know, hang out somewhere. Oh, really? Well, if you want, I can drive you. Yeah, anywhere, whatever you want. I'm back here for a full week, so you gotta enjoy me while you can. Although I do come with boundaries. Nothing after 9 p.m. and nothing before 11 a.m. Because if I'm not going to work and I'm not going to school, then I sure as hell am not waking up until 12. Promise me one thing, kiddo. You're going to enjoy high school while you're still in it. It's too late for me, but you still have time. It's not that bad. I'm just over-exaggerating, like usual. So, tell me, what's poppin'? What's new? What's up with the groove? You're asking me? I don't know why I'm like this. Now answer the question. Are the kids being nice to you? Yeah, really. Aren't I supposed to be? I'm pretty sure big sisters are the most protective people on the planet. Yeah, I read that somewhere, so it must be true. Yeah, well, the little sibling doesn't get to decide, do they? Besides, I'm always down for kicking ass. Now again, answer the question. And all of them are being nice to you? Hey, I'm just asking. I mean, are some of them being more than nice? You know what I'm talking about. Girlfriends, boyfriends, non-binary pals. Of course I didn't ask them. Because I know you wouldn't tell them. I know you. I may have been gone for a bit, but I still know you. Yeah, that's what I thought. No, no reason. Well, some reason. If there was somebody, I was just gonna, you know, ask where they lived, pay them a little visit, give them a shovel talk or two. Oh yeah, you better believe it. I am not gonna stop. You're way too cute. Wait. I'll cut you a deal. The day you grow taller than me, by even, like, half a centimeter, is the day I'll stop sister bearing you, alright? Yeah, sounds fair. No, we'll see. Yeah, I'm sure you'll shoot right up. Like a weed. But not like weed. Because you're not, you know, of the age to... Anyway, but seriously, what are we gonna do today? Well, if you hadn't woken me, I would have just slept, but here we are. What if I don't want to get up? And also, I don't really have to. Yeah, well, breakfast was over a long time ago. I don't know, I'm not that hungry. Oh, you're hungry. Okay, I see how it is. I come back for one day, not even a day, and you decide that you can't do anything on your own anymore. Oh, come on, you've watched me make French toast millions of times. Do it. Yourself. Come on. I believe in you. Well, do we have bread? And do we have eggs? And do we have that cinnamon sugar? And do you have hands? Well, then, problem solved. Let's go. Come on. And by let's, I mean you. I still don't want to move. But if you make some extra French toast, I would not be opposed to eating it. You know, for you, not for me. I wouldn't want it to go to waste. Yeah. Oh, actually, I wanted to watch Turning Red. Have you seen it yet? Well, I have, multiple times, and we are going to watch it together. Excuse me? I think you are very much a kid, but explain your reasoning. First of all, it's not a cartoon. It's an animation coming from Pixar Studios. And secondly, it's a good movie. There are like actual boy bands in it. I mean, not actual, but like fake actual. But apparently some of their songs are doing better than other artists on Apple Music. Yeah, I'm not even joking. They're absolute bangers. And besides, it's set in Toronto. The Six. The place Drake wishes he was from. Look, we both know you're gonna like it. So, why don't you just watch it? Give it a shot. I know this because you like everything I like. Eventually, at least. Really? Need I pull up the receipts? Let's see. Who was it that said the color purple was yucky and then proceeded to be obsessed with it for the next 3 years? And remind me again, who is it that uses my Steam account to play my games even though they insisted they never liked them? Yeah. That's what I thought. Look, the apple doesn't fall far from the other apple from the same tree, right? And you can like things, you know. At your age, you should like things. You should figure out what you like, first of all. I mean, I had no idea. I just went with what was easiest to do. Yeah, well, maybe everything does suck. But make it suck in a way that is helpful to you. That came out wrong. I think you know what I mean. I hope you know what I mean. What I mean is everything looks shitty until you figure out you have exactly what you need right in front of you, you know? Or when you figure out that other people don't matter as much as you think they do. Like, don't get me wrong, friends and family, like, they're important. But what's most important is that you're doing okay. And you can also talk to me about anything. You know that, right? Yeah, of course, I'm a locked vault. What? You think you're the only one who can keep secrets? Well, remember that time I was senior in high school? You were, God, I don't remember how old you were. And I snuck out with my friends to go to the night market. You don't remember? Exactly. That's what I mean. I'm that good at keeping secrets. Except now you know about that, and I would appreciate if you didn't tell Mom. All that to say, I'm here for you, kiddo. Yeah, to bail you out, to hear you vent. Any of it. All of it. That's what big sisters are for, right? God, now I am starving. Ugh. What are we still doing in bed? Come on, get your ass up. We're gonna go make some pancakes. Go put on some tunes.